Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
I have a question about this. A question that involves logic.
Well, isn't that special?
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
What's up, everybody? BC Dodge here, back again. Still not in my studio, which I really super miss, but, you know, hopefully we'll be there soon. And the dog is still running around the neighborhood barking, so if you hear it in the background, I'm very sorry. And if you haven't seen any of the other videos I've posted this week, if I look down a lot, it's because I'm checking the time because my normal timer isn't in the window where I can see it. But with all of that said, let's move on to what I want to talk about today. Today I want to talk about the importance of voting. Now, there's obviously, unless you're living under a rock or your name is SpongeBob and you're at the bottom of the sea, there's an election coming up, a midterm election. And I will tell you straight up, I typically don't vote in midterm elections. I really don't. Never have. It's never interested me. I've never seen the importance of it. Never really understood why a midterm election would be something that somebody would need to vote in. But given what's happened over the last year and a half, I'm actually going to go this year and I'm going to vote in the midterm election. And I encourage you to do the same, unless, of course, your state has the window for open registration has already ended, in which case I don't know what to tell you, but pay attention to those things so that you know when those windows open and close. And the other thing, too, is to make sure that you are constantly checking your current registration. If you're registered to vote already, make sure you're checking it fairly regularly, because there's a lot of stories coming out and there's a lot of news articles about voter registration banks being purged for IDs, for location, for addresses, for whatever. So I'll tell you honestly, in the last couple of weeks, I've double, tripled, and quadruple checked that I'm still registered to vote, because it scares me that I may go in there on November 6th and I may not be able to vote, and I don't want that to happen, because I don't want anybody saying they represent me. Oh, I represent so-and-so, or I represent this area and I speak for these people. If they say that Nazis are good people, if they have rhetoric that sounds like white supremacy, I'm not interested in you speaking for me. If any of that exists, I'm not interested in you speaking for me, because that's not the way the world works. A government is supposed to be of the people, for the people, by the people, and I'm not a racist. If a woman comes out and says, hey, I was sexually assaulted or I was sexually harassed, and you say, oh, that's not a big thing, don't worry about it, boys will be boys, that's, again, not a thing. You don't represent me. And so that's why, you know, again, I'm in my 40s. I've never voted for a midterm election. This year, I'm going to go vote because it's important. It's important to do these things. It's important to make sure that my voice is heard. Because if you don't stand up and vote your conscience, if you don't stand up and vote your voice, somebody else is going to do it for you, and you may not like what they have to say. And the only way to make sure that your voice is heard is to make sure that you vote. And I'm not, just for the record, I'm not telling anybody to vote Democrat or vote Republican or vote whatever you want. I'm telling you to vote your conscience, which is what's most important. If you think that Democrats are evil people and they're out to destroy the world and all they want is socialism, then you go vote Republican. If you think that Republicans are, you know, racist and they don't believe women, then you go vote Democrat. But the most important thing is to get out there and vote. November 6th is really just a short way away. Make sure you're checking that your current voter registration is good, and make sure that you encourage your friends to get out there and vote as well. And in my last 30 seconds, because I keep these under 5 minutes, I will say thanks for watching. Make sure you like, share, comment, all the good things. Tell your friends about this. Maybe your friends would like this show. You don't know. And until next week, we will say peace.
I have a very low tolerance level for stupid bullshit.
I'm having chest pain.
Blow it out your...
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy...
This has been a production of the Venn Network.